sometimes it only takes 3 minutes to find perfection. We learned that from a character named David.
David had always thought of himself as an artist.
David's the protagonist of one of the nearly 4,000 short stories you sent in during this round of our 3-Minute Fiction Contest. And in this excerpt, David is searching for inspiration.
He looked for it every day. That was how he had discovered perfect yellow. He was pawing through a yard sale to find subjects for a still life when he found it. It was a button, one of several, sewn to an ancient dingy hat. It was made of some primitive form of plastic. Age and sun had changed it from its original muted hue to a vibrant yellow that wasn't merely striking, it was truly perfect. He bought the hat and took it back to his apartment, where he discarded everything but his prize, the physical incarnation of the color. It opened his eyes. If there was one perfect color, there had to be more. He had to find them. He needed no rationale. It was a calling. His friends and family encouraged him at first.
That's an excerpt from the story Perfect Blue by Wyatt Speer of Eugene, Oregon. It was read by our Tom Cole. To find out what happens to David, go to our website, npr.org/3-minute-fiction. We're posting some of our favorite stories there until Judge Ann Patchett picks the winning story and reads all of it on the air.